Hey, put your pants back on, man.
No, we're partying, man. It's Tuesday. It's gonna be nice now.
Yeah, this is no pants weather for sure.
Yeah. I love the dance with this tee. Just kind of shuffle sideways with it. Speedo on.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Let's get to partying right now.
It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? Looking for a place that wants to grow with you, has great benefits, great starting pay? Look no further than Special-Lite.com. Get started on that new career right here.
Southwest. Just get a job. You work hard during the week.
Hey, you bum.
Party right now during the weekend.
Yeah. Unsit. What's something that makes you say, "Nah, I'm too old for that"?
Oh God.
You're an old bag of bones, Hunter. What about you? What's something that
old
makes you say,
"Bag of bones over
too old
here"?
For that.
You know what? Let me kick this off. I remember a specific date when I was like, dude, I was probably like 15, 14. I was playing pretty good basketball at the time. My cousins come. They're like 30-something, 30 years old.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? You're running around having a great time now. There's going to be a day, Hunter, where it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You're going to be sore. Your back's going to hurt. And I'm like, nope.
Yep.
Not a chance, Poopy Pants.
Never, man. I'm going to be looking like this my whole life, feeling like this my whole life. Yep.
Well. My cousins, the Bellis boys, hey, you guys were absolutely correct, and I have made it. I have made it there. And there's a few things where I'm like, no, I will not do that. I'm too old.
Yeah.
Kick it off. Laser tag. I'm sorry. The last time I played laser tag, I beat everybody age-wise by 20 years, dude. And it was embarrassing. There was 30 kids. About like 3 foot high, and they're really good at laser tag, by the way.
Well, they're tiny; they're low to the ground. It's hard to shoot.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know.
The lasers don't. You got to be straight on. They don't do good shots at the corner.
I'm 6 foot three, babe. 6 foot two, 6 foot two. Dude, walking into the laser plaque, it's like it's a town made for hobbits.
Yeah,
I'm constantly ducking through tunnels. I just stick out. So laser tag done for me, dude.
Too old for you.
Got another one here.
Yeah,
wooden roller coasters. Not a chance, dude. I rode one time and I was in decent shape. Dude, I got off that thing and for like a week, my brain was still rattled.
Your bones would turn to dust right now if you tried to ride a wooden roller coaster.
Dude, I got off that roller coaster angry. Like, look back at it. And I was like, why is that here?
Yeah.
What fun. Like looked around at everybody else. I mean, the kids were having fun laughing, but they're malleable, you know?
Yeah, bouncy.
Soft bones, dude. Yep. These bones can't take that wooden roller coaster. Last one. You won't find me eating a Lunchable in public. That's for sure. That's for damn sure.
You're too old for that? Come on.
I love Lunchables. And it sucks, dude. But, dude, it's hard to peel open a Lunchable in front of a bunch of your adult friends.
Like, oh, that's sad. That guy must.
Can you poke the straw through my Capri Sun for me?
That's the hardest part of it. Even as an adult, like, I don't know how kids get it, man. Get through there.
Are you going to eat your Crunch Bar?
I agree with all those except the Lunchable. I'm a grown man, and I got no problem making a tiny cold pizza in public. I'll do it.
Feel a little weird peeling open that little sauce packet, huh?
At this point.
Spreading it on your little cold pizza.
Something that cost me $1.50. Nah, I don't mind it. I'll eat that in public.
What are you on a field trip?
Yeah.
Jesus, go get a real meal. Nancy.
We went to the museum. The aquarium's next, and it's just a lunch break in between, and I got my Lunchable. Now, that's one I will to the day I die, I will eat Lunchables. And I
just had the greatest idea. Let's make adult Lunchables. It has a little shooter in there of, like, Jack Daniels. What else would be in there, bro?
So you got a little tiny can of Coke and Jack Daniels. So you have that. Yeah. So a little rum and Coke. Perfect. I don't know, maybe like a hoagie or something. I don't know.
Hoagie, maybe something like a what's drunk? What do you eat when you're drunk? Fresh fries.
A tin of chew. I don't know what we would put in the adult Lunchable. A condom? Like what are we talking about here? I don't know.
Lucky strikes.
Yeah, there lucky strikes in there. That's what it is. Yeah. Some gum.
I don't know.
Marbles.
And a condom.
And a condom. Yeah.
There you go. Anyway. Those are my three, man.
Good answers. I like it, Hunter. No, those were all very good answers. Mine. Pretty simple. Something that makes you go, nah, I'm too old for that. Anything with small wheels. Now, let me explain, Hunter. That includes skateboards. That includes rollerblades.
A lot of pebbles.
Heelys. Yeah. And I want to be that, like, cool older guy that can still hop on a skateboard, a longboard, and cruise by the beach. But I just know that the falling aspect of it is what I can't. I'm just not. Nah, I'm too old for it. Like little scooters, you know, even scooters, little tiny ones. Little Razor scooters, yeah.
Superman, that's what happens. Superman. I've done it plenty. Brock, you know I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you see me on that electric longboard?
It's just I've had to accept the fact that anything with little wheels is going to cause me to break something, a hip, a wrist.
Dude, it takes one pebble or one little crack in the road for you to just go 50 feet one way.
You know what terrifies me? The term speed wobble at this point. Like, I was younger. Dude. It's fine. I'll skid off the ground. My skin will grow. Now, you know how long it takes for a flesh wound to heal on me? Like, it's just, no, I'm not doing it.
Concrete's not soft, man. And it's always hands first, too. Your knees, your elbows, your hands.
You know what sucks is, too, is like my daughter, we had my daughter a little bit later on in life, older. So, like, when that comes a time where she's like, Dad, let's go to the park and go rollerblading, I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to be sitting on the side because if Daddy falls, he's dead, all right? And you won't
Daddy's
have a dad.
Daddy's taking the mini bike. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. No, Daddy is going to sit there on the park bench feeding the pigeons because I'm getting, I'm too old. Too old. Come on, Daddy.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, little wheels are not wheels, something man. For advanced age. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that makes you go, I'm too old. I'm too old for that. Come on now.
I'm going to hang on to my beer. I'm not going to let you hold it.
I got it. All right, we'll be back.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
I wonder if the Hawks schlong grows when he gets angry. What Brock was asking earlier.
We'll get to that. Don't you worry about it, buddy. All right. We'll answer that question. Right now, though, we got to get to your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What's something that makes you say, I'm too old for that?
Getting too old, man. My bones.
We got some great answers on Facebook. Rebecca said, swinging on a swing. It's very specific, Rebecca.
Did it this past weekend. Just jumped on one for a second with the wife.
Yeah.
Just, dude. I got up a little bit, and I'm like, this is not like it used to be. Remember, you jump off of it, dude, land, and
I tried to make myself go all the way around. Are you kidding me? Was like, just shucking yourself, man.
Absolutely. Could you ever backflip? Could you ever backflip on a swing?
No, Hunter. Come on now. Get out of here. No.
It was easy. All you had to do was pull your legs over your head. No. Boom, you'd land on you. You never backflipped?
No.
Dude, I used to do it all the time. Not even a chance now anymore.
Just knowing you probably fell on your head a lot. That's what I'm guessing. So
broken knees.
Yeah. I think even
that's
now.
That's why they had pebbles and stones on the playground to soften that blow.
If I were to catch my foot a weird way going down, I'd probably hurt something. Like, my knee. Ow.
Dude, you know what we used to do? Real quick, with the swing sets, we used to get everybody. So we had like a row of 12 swing sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get everybody on the swing sets going real high, and then we'd run the gauntlet. You'd try to run through it.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
People would get annihilated.
Dude, those hard rubber swings attached to metal chains, dude, those would decapitate a kid.
Oh, man. You would mistime one of them, and just somebody would just get annihilated, dude. It was a great – until a teacher saw us doing it, and she's like, no.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
This is the American Gladiators,
guys. Or you do that thing where you try and get the back of the swing to come off the ground and then the front of the swing as you're going, like those ones that weren't secured properly. Dude, just a death trap. Swings were a death – and what about the ones, the hard plastic seats that were just flat?
Oh, terrible.
It was like a plastic, like 2x4 or a 2x6 that they put on chains. You take one of those to the forehead, you're dead. That's it.
My buddy's dad would come meet us at recess because he had his lunch at the same time, and he just underdog us the whole recess.
Whole time.
Dude, I hated it. It scared, it terrified me.
Well, yeah, as a kid, and then you got, let's say, some 5'9" adult. That's high, all right? You're high up in the air.
He wasn't going soft either, dude. He was... Your dad's aggressive, man.
You have one teacher for 150 kids out on the just death traps, all right, everywhere.
Imagine nowadays just some dad out there underdogging kids?
No, it couldn't happen.
You got to get out of here, man.
This is ridiculous. Leave, sir.
Can't do this, man.
Does your kid even go here? No, I just love scaring the hell out of kids on swings. It's great.
Yeah, I just work next door.
This is great.
That's what I do.
Highlight of my day, trying to huck a kid over the top bar. Good. We got some more answers on Facebook. Jesse said, knowing that I'm too old to take that quote-unquote last shot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm too old for that. Just shots in general, I think. I think shots in general, all-night drinking binges, that was Josh's answer. Yeah, I'm too old for that.
Here's the thing is, like, when it's around for, like, you know, the six of us, they always insist. Like, you got, no,
You're taking it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on,
just
man. We've been here all day.
Just do one.
Rah. Just one, man.
Nah.
I got it. I'll pay.
Nah.
No, dude. I know my body.
Nah. I'm too old for it. Too old for it. Anyway.
It's always like tequila, too.
Something horrible. They just wrung out the
bottom
bar.
Bottom shelf tequila.
They wrung out the bar rag in the shot glass. Just drink it. Don't be a pussy.
It'll be fine.
Nah. Too old for that. Samantha said slip and slides. Yeah, I think my slip and slide days are over. Those are over.
This just looks so much fun.
It is.
But, dude, sliding on your chest face first is a thing for the birds. It's not an adult thing.
It's not.
Your body doesn't bend that way.
It's not the sliding. You know what it is? It's the running and trying to time the and make that perfect hit on the ground. Like, that's right. What I don't think I can do anymore.
It's always
Yeah, knock right. The air out of me.
You need to go into it like an airplane. You know, it's like a plane landing.
My body
you don't jump
do
up in the air and belly flap onto the thing.
No, that's my body doesn't do that anymore. It just hits the ground.
Dude, I did it one time and hit a dry spot in Scorpion. That was the last time I ever got on a slip.
Hunter, we didn't put the water down yet. Yeah, I can tell.
My body doesn't bend that way.
My balls of my feet hit the back of my head. let's see. Derek said Sky Zone. Nah, too old for that. Too old for that. Yeah.
Dude, these are great answers. I haven't been to Sky Zone, but I know. I haven't gone on purpose.
Hunter, don't go. Yeah, I know you, buddy, and I love you to death, but you will die at Sky Zone.
Dude, trampolines are terrifying.
That's where Hunter will die is at Sky Zone, right there. Right there.
You know?
Yep.
It does. Hunter. It looks so much fun, but dude, I just know.
You're dead.
You need to get that wrong bounce, dude, and buckle those knees.
Knees go into your chin. That's how you die.
Oh. Is that his teeth? Is this his teeth clatter?
Today, a mid-30s guy thought he could go to Sky Zone. He died immediately.
It's a stretcher. Here we go.
Like Laura's answer, drama. Yeah, I'm too old for that. I'm too old for drama. Ben said he's too old for crack. Yeah, there's a quitting point for crack.
Is there a cutoff for crack?
Yeah, there's a cutoff for crack. James said trusting a fart or bending down to pick something up.
Hey.
Or doing both at the same time. Like, don't.
Great answer.
Yeah, right there. Right there.
Especially after a night of drinking. You don't know what's going to happen.
I'm too old for that. All right. We got to take a break. We got more. We got to go put our Ben Gay on and have some clean our dentures, apparently.
We'll put on some Icy Hot.
Icy Hot. All right. We'll be back. Stick around. More rock.